Foxton Readers, Level 3. Journey to the Centre of the Earth by Jules Verne. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by David Coggins. Copyright Foxton Books, 2017. Chapter 1. My uncle is called Professor Otto Lindenbrock. I lived with him in Hamburg. He came home early one day. I was in my bedroom. He shouted, "Axel," and went to his study. "I'm here," I said, and went to his study. My uncle was a bad-tempered man. He wasn't a bad man, but got angry very easily. He was a bit stingy and didn't like sharing money. He was an expert in rocks and minerals. He taught people about minerals, and he ran a mineral museum for the Russian ambassador. He was my uncle and my guardian. He looked after me because I was an orphan. His study had many rocks and minerals in it. I liked going into his study. "What a book! What a book!" he said. "What is the book?" I asked. "The Heimskringla of Snorri Sturluson. He was a 12th century author from Iceland," said the professor. "Is it a translated book?" I asked. "No. It's the original book," said the professor. He started talking about the Icelandic language in the book. An old parchment fell out of it. My uncle picked it up off the floor. "What is this?" he asked, and put it on his desk. He carefully opened the parchment. There were strange markings on the parchment. "What are those marks?" I asked. "They are runes. They are the same as the ones in the book." "What does this mean?" the professor said. The maid knocked on the door of the study. "Lunch is ready," she said.
"Go away!"
the professor shouted. The maid ran out of the room because she was afraid of him. I went to the dining room, but the professor didn't come. I ate my lunch. The professor studied the parchment. I ate his lunch for him.
"Axel, come here!"
the professor shouted. I went back to the study. "Sit down. I need you to write something for me," he said. He read out the letters that matched the Icelandic runes. I spelled out the words. MMRNLLSESREAUEL SEECJDE SGTSSMF UNTEIEF NIEDRKE KT, SAMNATRATES SAORDRRN EMTNAEL NUAECTRRILSA ATVAAR NSCRC IEAABS CCDRME EEUTUL FRANTU DT comma IAC OSEIBO KDIIY
"What does it mean?"
the professor asked, and said, "Ah, it's a cipher. There's a hidden meaning in these letters. He has mixed them up on purpose." The professor picked up a magnifying glass and tried to read the words. He said, "The book and the parchment are written by different people. One of the runes on the parchment comes from the 16th century. There's a stain on the parchment. Some of the letters are rubbed out." He looked at the stain and wrote down the letters. "What does it say?" I asked. "Arne Saknussemm," shouted my uncle. "He was an alchemist in the 16th century. I wonder what he's hiding." "Is the cipher in Icelandic?" I asked. "No, I think it's in Latin," the professor said. "We must unscramble it." We spent a long time working out what the letters said. "Ah, I have it," said the professor. Then he slammed his hands on the desk and said, "No, it doesn't make sense." He stormed out of the study and left the house. I went to bed. I tried to sleep, but I kept thinking out the riddle. Suddenly I leapt out of bed. I went to the study and read the parchment again. I had worked out the riddle. "I can't tell my uncle. He'll want to go on this journey," I said, and shook my head. "He might work out the riddle. I must burn the parchment," I thought. As I was going to the fireplace, my uncle opened the door. I put the parchment back on the desk. He sat down at his desk and looked at the parchment. He worked for 3 hours. I went back to bed. In the morning, my uncle was still working. I felt sorry for him. "Uncle, read it backwards," I said. "Oh, clever old Saknussemm," said the professor. "In Sneffels Joculis, Craterem chem delibat umbra scataris Iuli intra calandas descende, odas viator, et terrestre centrum attinges, quod feci, Arne Saknussemm." "It means, go down into the crater of Snæfells Jökull, which the shadow of Scartaris caresses before the calends of July, O audacious traveller, and you will reach the centre of the earth. I did it. Arne Saknussemm." "What time is it?" my uncle asked. 3 o'clock, I said. "I must eat. Then we must pack the trunks. We're going on a journey," said the professor. "Where are we going?" I asked. "To Iceland, of course," said the professor. I left the professor in his study. I went for a walk. I was feeling strange. I came across Grauben, my uncle's ward. I was in love with her. "Axel, what's wrong?" Grauben asked me. "Oh, Grauben," I said. I told her what had happened. "Axel, it sounds like a wonderful journey," she said, and asked, "Can I come with you?"
"You want to come?" I asked.
"Yes, I'll go anywhere with you," said Grauben. I went back to my uncle.
"Axel, where have you been? Your trunk isn't packed. We're going to Iceland in 2 days," he said.
He went shopping. He bought some climbing equipment. Grauben came to see me. "Axel, I spoke to my guardian. I can't come. I'll wait for you," she said.
"Uncle, why do we have to go so soon?" I asked.
"Because it takes a long time to get to Iceland. Now hurry up and pack your trunk," my uncle said.